Today's program has been brought to you by Hearst Ranch, the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. For more information, visit HearstRanch.com. Broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn, you're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby. Listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby. You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby, broadcast live to the cosmos on the Heritage Radio Network.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome back to Cutting the Curd after a long hiatus.
Yep. Summer break.
But we are back on the Heritage Radio Network, and we are very excited to be here. Today's show, we're going to be calling Life After Labor Day, because as we all know, summer is coming to a close. Labor Day is this weekend. Everyone's planning their last shindigs, their last hurrahs.
But no need, because there's more trips coming up.
Yeah, don't despair. There are plenty of exciting things coming up, and we're here to talk about those today. And we are lucky to be joined by Tressa Eaton, who is the Tasting Table New York editor. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
And so Tressa's going to help us out by kind of giving us the skinny on some other exciting things that are happening around the city and that Tasting Table is doing so that we can all fill our calendars for the month of September.
Yes.
So we are going to be talking a little bit in this first segment about things that have happened over the summer, events, milestones in the cheese world, as it were. One of the events every summer that's always pretty exciting is the annual American Cheese Society Conference, which this year took place in Raleigh, North Carolina. It was a really great conference, actually. I was able to be there just for a few days, but the sessions were wonderful. There were a lot of very talented speakers, including Temple Grandin. She was the keynote speaker. A very interesting woman. For anyone out there who doesn't know her work, she does a lot of pioneering work about animal welfare with regards especially to slaughterhouses and things of that nature. So she was there to speak with us, which was great.
And I think she's been on Heritage before a couple times.
She
maybe
has.
On some other shows, yeah.
Yeah, actually, you're right. Temple Grandin, I think, has been on the main course.
Yep.
With Patrick Martins and Katie Kiefer, and potentially some other shows as well. So yeah, if you're interested in learning more about Temple's work, you can go to heritageradionetwork.org and search Temple Grandin and find her interviews. The conference also featured a Lifetime Achievement Award for Daphne Zepos, who we honored with a tribute show earlier in the summertime. Unfortunately, Daphne passed away this summer due to complications from lung cancer, but the outpouring of support and love for her at the conference was really, really amazing. And I just think it was, it's a sad thing, but her life and work are amazing and will be carried on. And actually, that kind of dovetails into the next thing that happened at the Cheese Society Conference, which was the Certified Cheese Professional Exam.
Oh, yeah. This was the first exam, correct? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So this year was the first year ever at first year ever that the Certified Cheese Professional Exam was offered. And it was debuted at the conference in Raleigh. Over 100 people signed up to take the test, which was a grueling 3-hour long exam.
It's like the SAT.
Yeah.
It's super long.
Like the SAT for cheesemakers. Or it's really most similar to what a sommelier would have to do before being certified
right.
as a sommelier. So it was just amazing. Full house, and everyone seemed to have very positive feedback about the test. And people are still waiting to get their results back. So I know there are a lot of people out there waiting with bated breath, but it was a great event to be able to debut that.
Yeah, I want to know the pass rate for the cheese exam.
Yeah.
I know. Well, people were telling me some of the questions, and I was like, oh man, that sounds hard.
It's really hard, yeah.
I've got to ante up and get in there next year and take the test.
Maybe if you've been like a cheesemonger for a certain amount of years, you just like are grandfathered in.
I asked. Yeah, that's, that totally doesn't work.
No.
I totally tried that.
You gotta hit the books.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so at the American Cheese Society this year, there were a couple, we should talk about the award winners.
Yes.
The best in show this year was Flag Sheep from Beecher's Handmade
Which
Cheese.
Which I just tried.
In Washington.
Oh, yeah? Last week. Yeah, it was very good. I tried it at Casalula Wine and Cheese Cafe in Hell's Kitchen in New York. It was delicious.
Oh, and Casalula is such a great place.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They paired it with a... tomato confit, and it was really, really good.
What's the flavor like? Is it like an aged cheese?
It's, yeah, it's a little more aged. It's like nice and sweet and got a great texture, and definitely worth checking out.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so Beecher's, of course, is right here in New York City. Their shop is at 20th and Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who hasn't been there should go check it out. It's a very cool store. I believe you can also order some cheese from them online. If you, I don't know exactly what their website is, but if you Google Beecher's, B-E-E-C-H-E-R-S,
yep,
you can find their website and hopefully get some tasty Flag Sheep cheese.
Yep.
Second place went to Crema di Blu, which is a local cheese from Valley Shepherd Creamery in New Jersey. So I was excited to hear that. Cheesemaker Aaron Waswall, he's a lovable, crazy guy and a very talented cheesemaker. So I was very happy to see them in second place. And third place was taken by Emmy Roth USA for the Roth Grand Cru Sirchois, which I was starting to have anxiety about as I was saying it because it's kind of a tongue twister.
Yeah.
But yeah, Emmy Roth is based out of Wisconsin.
Cool.
So congrats to all the winners.
Yes.
So other cheesy news this summer. Did you have any cheesy experiences when you were in Maine?
I did not have as many cheesy experiences as I was hoping, which made me excited to get back to the city and eat some good cheese. Yeah, but what else? What other events happened this summer?
We heard about we got an email forwarded to us from Eileen Katz, who works with us at the shop, about a cheese curd eating contest at the Minnesota State Fair.
That's pretty cool.
Which sounded kind of gross, but kind of cool. Yeah.
Kind of amazing.
It was like the Nathan's hot dog contest, except it was for very curds. Different. It was for cheese curds. And it wasn't like all the curds you can eat. It was just like everybody gets a set amount of curd and the person that could eat it the fastest wins.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, there's a lot of dairy at that state fair.
Yeah.
I have been to the Minnesota State Fair and you can get an all-you-can-drink milk pass, like a wrist bracelet. And you can just keep going back. And
my sister's actually working at that fair right now.
It's outrageous.
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'll have to ask her how it's going. She's working in the butterfly booth, which is unrelated, but I'm sure she's found her way to the food. So.
It's a pretty dairy-heavy state.
Yes.
Yeah. Also very intense butter carving.
Yeah.
Which I heard there's a movie coming up about butter carving.
We'll have to find out more about that because we did one show on butter carving last year with a really great woman who's kind of all over. So I wonder if she was at that fair.
Yeah.
She's like one of the top butter carvers.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like, it's a major film.
Oh.
I think it's Jennifer Garner in it. It's like.
I think it's about the woman in Iowa who we were trying to get her apprentice to be on the show with us, who's now a school teacher.
Yes.
Where we should obviously know these people's names. We'll find them out and tag them in this episode.
Yeah.
But there was a woman who recently passed away who was a really grand, like the grand dame of butter sculpting. And she had an apprentice, luckily, who's probably the Jennifer Garner character. Mm-hmm. Or who knows? Maybe Jennifer Garner gets to be the beautiful old woman. But who knew, right? Yeah. Butter carving, especially in the summertime.
I know. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
Lots of AC.
Lots of AC.
Yeah.
Exactly. So cheesy summer events were fantastic. But we have a lot of other cheesy events coming up right around the corner, which we should definitely get into. On Sunday, September 9th, actually at Roberta's right here where we're filming or taping this show right now, we're having the first ever Heritage Radio Network party, which is going to be great. And if you're interested and want to get tickets, they're available online at heritageradionetwork.com or .org. Sorry, yep. heritageradionetwork.org. And that's actually a big deal because now, for the first time, Heritage is a 501c3. They gained 501c3 status this year. So watch out, NPR.
Yeah.
Heritage Radio. It's coming. But it's going to be a really, really great party. It's going to feature, you know, food and drink from people like Gramercy Tavern, Del Posto, Back 40 West, Parish Hall, Seat at Table, cocktails from Booker and Dax, that great new cocktail bar behind Momofuku Sambar, and great live music and stuff. So the tickets are $150, which might sound a little pricey, but what you get with your $150 entrance fee includes a $60 membership to Heritage Radio Network,
yep.
which entitles you to a lot of fun discounts and perks. And then you also, all the food and drink you would like. And if you actually enter the code, we have a special discount code.
Yes.
For Cutting the Curd listeners. Yeah. So if you enter the code Cutting Curd when you buy your tickets online, you can get $50 off.
So you get a membership, entrance to the party, and with your membership, you get all these discounts for
and
much less.
When do you ever have all these like great food purveyors together in restaurants in one spot?
Yeah.
It's going to be awesome. So heritageradionetwork.org. Get your tickets today. Then, actually, the same weekend, oh my gosh, competition, September 8th and September 9th is the Washington County Cheese Tour, which has been happening for about 5 or 6 years now, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really great thing to do if you want to get out of the city one last weekend before, fall really starts.
And I believe it's bikeable, too.
Like it is.
Once you get there, you can bike the whole thing, which is kind of fun. So
if you're going to be eating all that cheese, you might as well be riding your bike between farms.
Exactly.
And if you want more information about that, you can visit WashingtonCountyCheese.com. And it's basically a drive yourself or bike yourself tour of a bunch of different farms right in the kind of like a 30-mile radius. You have Three Corner Field Farm, Argyle Cheese Farmer, Consider Bardwell Farm, Longview Farm, Sugarloaf Farm, and Sweet Spring Farm. So that's a lot of fun. We've done that in the past, and I would highly recommend it to anybody who wants to have a little getaway out of the city.
Such a beautiful area. Consider Bardwell especially is so gorgeous.
Have you've been up to Consider Bardwell?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. Consider Bardwell is like technically in Vermont, you know, so they're like not technically Washington County.
Right over the border there.
But right over the border. Yeah, you like sneeze and you're back in New York. And then the last cheesy event that's coming up in September, Sunday, September 23rd, is going to be the first annual Nutmegger Cheese and Wine Festival in Connecticut. I don't know what a nutmegger is. It must be...
Connecticut is the nutmeg state.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There it is.
Thank you.
I don't know
about the Minnesota State Fair, about the Connecticut...
I went to school in Connecticut. I don't know. Yeah. I learned that while I was there.
Good to know.
Oh, that's great. And that's going to be, it's a benefit for the Working Lands Alliance, which is a really great farmland preservation organization. For tickets to that, you can visit workinglandsalliance.org. And the event's going to take place at the Jones Family Farm in Shelton, Connecticut, and will feature live music, hay rides, vineyard tours, tons of cheese and wine. And it's going to be really great. So hopefully you guys can make one or all of these amazing food events coming up. Well, it looks like we are actually about ready to take a break. So when we come back from our break, we're going to talk with Tressa Eaton, who is the editor of the New York edition of Tasting Table, and get more tips on fall events. Stay with us.
I'd go insane. Can't look my best. I feel undressed without my cane. Must have my walking stick, because it may rain. And when it pours, can't go outdoors without my cane. If I ever left the house without my walking stick, that would just be something I could never explain. The thing that makes me click on Lover's Lane would be for naught if I were caught without my cane. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, pasture raised on 150,000 acres in Central California. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, free-range, sustainably produced, humane. Hearst Ranch grass-fed beef, the authentic flavor of the American West.
All right. Thanks to Hearst Ranch, our sponsor on Cutting the Curd. And I have to say, Brian Kenny is the man behind that jingle. And he also wrote the jingle that is the intro to Cutting the Curd.
Yeah, theme song.
Which is
it's quite catchy.
Yeah, I never want to change that. It's awesome. And he will also be at the Heritage Radio Network party, serenading us with country tunes of all sorts. So, you know, come on out. See Brian Kenny. Live and in the flesh. So we are here with Tressa Eaton from Tasting Table. For anyone who doesn't know, Tasting Table is a free daily email publication that delivers the best of food and drink culture to adventurous eaters across the country. And it's great. It just arrives in your mailbox, you know, every morning, and you can get sort of a 5 or 10 minute snippet of all kinds of interesting food things that are happening around the city. So thanks for being with us, Tressa.
Yeah.
How did you get your start at Tasting Table?
Before I came to Tasting Table, I had done front of the house, back of the house, worked in a bakery. I worked as a cheesemonger at Sneaky Brooklyn when I first moved to Brooklyn. I worked with chefs. I mean, I just kind of did everything in the realm of the food world. And I never went to culinary school, but I felt that doing that was an amazing education. And I also did internships at Gourmet while it was still alive and kicking, and Martha Stewart and Food and Wine, and so I bumped around.
yeah, and that gives you a very good perspective then to kind of, you know, filter through all the crazy and amazing things that are happening in the food world in New York, because it's kind of overwhelming.
It really is. The pace that New York moves, and you know, I cover all 5 boroughs, and it's absolutely incredible. And it definitely, in my current work, as I'm interviewing farmers and cheesemongers and vintners and chefs and restaurateurs, having had that experience in all parts, it gives me so much respect for everyone in the business, because I know how hard you have to work wherever you're working with food.
Yeah. And I'm sure if you know about the process too, people are always appreciative of that.
Yes.
So yeah, you can respect that, like you said, the hard work that goes into it. So speaking of covering all 5 boroughs, so we're here in Bushwick right now at Roberta's, and you said you're going to Elmhurst, Queens later.
Yes.
Possibly by bike. Is this a work or a pleasure?
this is a work thing.
Oh my goodness.
Like we were talking about the tour earlier. If you bike more, you can eat more. That's definitely,
yeah,
that's my, that's my game plan generally. Yeah. Going out there for some Thai food at a new place.
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
Probably not a lot of cheese on the menu, but I'm thinking it's still going to be delicious.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. We should have brought you some cheese here. I'm so sorry. What were we thinking about? So can you tell us a little bit about how you go about choosing your stories, given that, you know, there is such an overwhelming amount of stuff happening all the time?
Yeah. So at Tasting Table, we're really about on the ground research, or if it's me, it's really, you know, on my bike all over the city. And it's really about getting out there and trying things, because although we get huge numbers of press releases and, you know a lot of people in the business, it's often not until you go into a restaurant and you start eating there that some little glimmer of a great story reveals itself. Whenever I can, when a store opens, like the Bedford Cheese Shop, for instance, and I ran up there, a couple weeks ago, because, you know, you can get the store's opening announcement and wow, like they're carrying all this stuff. But until you go in the store and you really see what they have, it's not the same.
And I imagine that a lot of the places that are making the most interesting stuff oftentimes, you know, might be really small and don't have a PR department and just
absolutely,
you know, are doing their thing. And so it's up to you guys to kind of discover and then, you know, let the rest of us bug them.
Yeah, that's what we love the most, when we can really find something super special.
So what are some of your like recent finds that you're really excited about? Of course, we don't want to scoop any stories.
Oh, yes. But ultra top secret. Recent finds. Well, does it have to be cheese related?
No.
Anything.
Well, for cheese related, at Murray's, their new cheese bar is, yeah. I think, you know, the summer season can be a little bit slow for openings. And so I think that was a very exciting opening for people who are still in the summer during the city, here in the city during the summer. And
now I haven't been there actually. Yeah. I'm very guilty because I love Tia Keenan's the chef there. Isn't that right?
She was at Casa Lula previously.
Yeah. Very talented. Tia has joined us on the show a couple times. And I just can't wait to get over there and see what she's up to. Yeah. Can you give us a little bit of a hint into the menu? What kinds of things, is she doing with cheese that?
Yeah, well, I think she's really been able to run wild in a great way over there designing the menu. You know, she's not just taking cheese and wine and beer and here's some things on the side and that's well and good and delicious. She's done things like we're talking about at the Minnesota State Fair, the cheese curds. She's deep frying cheese curds and serving them with a blue cheese dressing on the side. So it's like a cheese on top of cheese, you know, two-in-one knockout. And she's doing a really interesting rare bit burger that has cheese poured over. It's an open-faced burger. It just has a piece of toast on the bottom and then a burger patty, and then there's cheese poured all over the top. And, you know, some things over the top kind of things over there. So
it's hungry.
Very fun. Yeah.
That's great. That's really great. So the cheese bar. Okay. So we've all got to mark that off. That's on Bleecker Street.
It is on Bleecker. It's just a couple storefronts down from Murray's. So you can go buy your cheese and then you can go in at the cheese bar and sit down, have a snack. It's great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what are some of the things, like, have you guys started featuring any sort of fall events that you're really excited about? Do you have things coming up that you're really looking forward to in the city?
Oh, yeah. I think just like the openings start to really, really crank as we move into September, October, and November, the same thing with the events. Like, some of the really big tasting events are coming up.
Yeah.
There's some kind of end of summer blowouts, like Meatopia is coming up on Governor's Island, and there's a lot of great stuff.
Yeah, City Harvest too, I wanted to mention, we'll be participating. Yes. They have their September event, which is like a kind of daytime marketplace, and then in October they have their larger Bid Against Hunger auction, which is a really fun food filled like extravaganza.
And similarly, Just Food has an event coming up, and so there's just a lot of really great people. If you don't get to get out and support these amazing organizations that support local food and support people who are trying to do anything from having city chickens to having more CSAs in the city or having better distribution of food for all. This is a great time to get out and eat some food and support these organizations.
Yeah. Well, okay. So this is an impossible question, but if you had to pick like one of these tasting events to go to throughout the fall, do you have one? Could you do it?
Ooh. Well, I would encourage people. There's so many tasting events that are neighborhood focused, and maybe either pick your neighborhood if you don't eat. If there's a lot of things in your neighborhood that you haven't gotten to, because it's a great way to dine around and see and meet the chefs. They're often there. Or pick a neighborhood that you never, ever go to. And as we go through the fall, I think it's almost every neighborhood. Like, there's a Taste of the Upper West Side. There's Taste of the Upper East Side. Taste of, you know, this avenue. Taste of this street.
Taste of the Lower East Side.
Taste of the Lower East Side. And each one has its own little theme. And it's a great way to you know, spend a couple hours and really get the feel of a neighborhood.
Great. Yeah. Good advice.
Yeah. I like that.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, thank you so much for being on the show with us. Unfortunately, it is time for us to sign off our first show back. goes by so fast.
I know.
But thank you again for being with us. And everyone here should, or everyone who's listening to the show, I consider you all to be here with us, should sign up for the Tasting Table emails. No matter what city you live in, you can find something that's definitely going to apply to you. And so is it just tastingtable.com?
Yep, it's tastingtable.com, and we're in cities all across the country, and we also have a national edition if you're listening from someplace that's not a major city. And the national edition applies to everyone. And
awesome.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Tressa. And everyone, join us again next Monday for another episode of Cutting the Curd. We're back.
You're listening to Cutting the Curd, hosted by Ann Saxelby.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening. HeritageRadioNetwork.org is the most trusted media outlet for real, quality conversations about food. That experience will come to life at our first annual members-only fundraiser party on September 9th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Enjoy the best food in the world from talent including Michael Anthony, award-winning chef from Gramercy Tavern, Brooks Headley, award-winning pastry chef from Del Posto, Shauna Pacifico at Back 40 West, sustainable seafood from Sea to Table, and much more, including drinks made by Dave Arnold, host of Cooking Issues, craft beer from Greenpoint Harbor Brewery, wine from Cane Vineyard and Winery in the Napa Valley, and plenty more. Radio is back, and this will be a special, exclusive experience in the back garden of Roberta's that you don't want to miss. September 9th, 5 to 8 p.m. Buy tickets at HeritageRadioNetwork.eventbrite.com.